Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thank you, Mark Valley, for that introduction. And yes, as Mark Valley said, I am David Guerra, and I am your host of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. And this is episode number 66. Wow. January's in the books. February started. I'm recording this on Saturday, February 6th. And you know what? Let's get this show started.
Einsteigen bitte.
That's right. Einsteigen bitte. Zurück bleiben. Everybody step back because this train's about to take off. So, just let's get the big stuff out of the way. The website update. All major units, as of right now, are now represented, are shown, are online. They're there. They are there. And you know what that means? That means that starting next Friday, February 12, 2016, we move from create mode to update mode. That's right. And that means that all, and I mean all, pending updates and additions and changes will be made. So for those of you that have submitted for your changes and your additions, I thank you for being patient, waiting, and I do appreciate it. But your changes will soon be made. And again, I do appreciate it. Now, folks, if you find that your information on there is lacking something or the date is wrong or something's on, use the registry page. Use the registration link or the registration form. Fill in and just say it's changes to be made or change of email address or whatever, and then make that change. And I'll get you taken care of. Things are a little bit easier to change now. Finally. But again, I do appreciate your waiting. I do appreciate your time. And I most of all, I just appreciate you. So thank you very much. Alrighty. Email. Let's move into the email side of things. I only have one this time. Everything else has just kind of been dealing with the website changes. But I think I just talked about that. Passwords for the registry. And here it is. Here's the deal. Right now, all locks are off. The password will return starting March 1st, 2016. Now, here's the little thing. There will be one password for the entire registry. It will change every other month. And the password will be posted as an image. That way, it should be a bit difficult for those computer robots to access the registry. So, again, you've seen them. It's like a photograph of somebody's street address, and it's a series of numbers, or it's a word that's been photographed. Well, that's what you're going to enter to get into the registry. And then once you do that, you're in, you're all the way around. So again, but we'll get there when we cross it on March 1st. If we have any problems, any glitches, we're going to go ahead and take care of that at that time. But I don't see anything. We did try it out for a while. Some pages were locked, and those that had access got in with no problem and had no problem manipulating within the locked pages. And that's a good thing. So thank you for those that assisted me during this time. And your work, yeah, I know, I turned it off. I turned off the locks and it was like, hey, what's going on? Again, it was just so much data going in. And to give everybody time to get caught up and get figure out what the changes are, anything that's new. And again, like I said, the pending changes will also be in the open in the unlock mode, so you will be able to see those, and then we'll get into the locking it down. Unfortunately, because it's going to be one password for the entire registry, it will remain easier for those internal trolls to continue to scrape the registry. Now, who are the internal trolls? Were those that, you know, can manually sit in front of their computer and look and manually type in the password. So now they move in to the internal side of things. But all of this, again, is starting March 1st. The password will come online starting March 1st. So, again, just want to say thank you for your support. And if there's any issues, we're going to address them right away. Let's see, what's next? Oh, yes, the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. There are currently 18 businesses in the directory. Businesses from New York to Florida to Oregon to New Mexico, and of course, to Texas. They're all in there, 18 of them. So please visit the directory. Who knows? You might find a business that meets your specific business needs. You need something done? There's a couple of them that it's like, man, I wish that they supported outside of their area because I'm kind of interested. But you know what? It wouldn't hurt to give them a call and find out, now would it? Also, if you yourself are a business owner, operator, board member of a business, then we need you to let the rest of the Berlin Brigade know what you are selling, manufacturing, fabricating, producing, or buying. Did I say selling? Yeah, I did say selling. Let us know. And all you need to do is just go in there and fill out the form. It's real simple. It's a little detailed information, but it helps pinpoint what services you're offering and who you're offering them to and how people can get a hold of you. So for everyone else that's already on the business directory, thank you very much for your submission. Be sure it's up to date. I know there's one. It has a website that's missing. So be sure your information is up to date. So if you're listening and you're part of the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory, please let us know. And, you know, just get a change. Resubmit. Just say you're changing this, or this is the new web address, or this is the new phone number, or we're out of business. Especially if you've gone out of business or you've changed businesses, let us know. That way we're not directing people over there. And for everyone else that has already made a business connection with any member of the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory, thank you. It just goes, it's proof of concept that it does work. And I know we've had a couple. And that is pretty cool. So again, I thank you for making that connection, because again, it proves the business directory works, and it proves that, hey, veterans helping veterans is always good, but Berlin Brigade veterans helping out Berlin Brigade veterans is even better. Again, so thank you very much. Wow. Oh, we're down to the secret word. This month's secret word. Well, I'll tell you in just a second. But for those of you that are following along, like Larry did last time, on the first time, he got the Berlin Brigade t-shirt. Congratulations, Larry. He submitted, and there was a couple of other entries, several other entries as well. So thank you. And randomly selected, and Larry got it. So congratulations, Larry. Now, this month's secret word prize, I'm giving something away, a little different, is a brand new DVD copy of the Oscar-nominated for Best Motion Picture 2016, The Bridge of Spies. That's right, The Bridge of Spies. I'm going to give that away. So, and what you do is you go to the podcast page on BerlinBrigade.com, and then you look for podcast number 66. You click there. And then once you go to that page, it's just going to show the links and all this other information. At the bottom is going to be, do you know the secret word? Enter your information here. Then you enter enter the information on the online word. Then, before the next podcast, I'm going to randomly pick from all the entries one winner. Then be on the lookout for your DVD copy of Bridge of Spies. Tom Hanks, okay, that movie, Oscar-nominated movie for Best Motion Picture and five other categories. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So yes, be on the lookout for that. And you ready? Here it is. This month's secret word is Tempelhof. Now, moving on. Folks, we're already into the third podcast of 2016, already three podcasts in, and it's time to interview somebody. So again, we're looking for anybody and everybody that's interested. It doesn't matter what unit you served, when you served, so long as you served in the Berlin Brigade. We want to hear your story. Everybody has a unique story about the Berlin Brigade. Everyone. So be on the lookout for upcoming interviews. But most of all, what we really want is plenty of interviews. And I'd love to interview you. It's really painless. You send me an email, says, hey, Dave, I want to be interviewed because I'm with this unit or I was with that unit from this time to this time, and let's just sit down and talk. Nothing had to have happened, but I guarantee you something did happen while you were there, during the time you were there. It's guaranteed because it happened when I was there because, again, Berlin is such a unique place that something was always going on. Somebody was always up to something. So, again, I want to hear your story, and the rest of the Berlin Brigade wants to hear your story, and the rest of the world wants to hear our stories, and guess what? The rest of the world needs to hear our stories because there's stories being told about our time in Berlin, and unfortunately, they're just relegated or moved down to or just put off to the side as little paragraphs in history. Folks, you and I both know we were not paragraphs in history. Our time in Berlin was not a paragraph in history. It was a big chunk of our lives. Even though some of us were there for 2 years, some were for three, some were for a lot longer, some are still there. But the thing is it's part of American history, and we help make American history. So why not share your story with everybody else? Again, it doesn't matter what unit you serve with. However, and there's always a however or a but here it is. Definitely want to hear, because I know we've talked to some infantry guys, we've talked to some MP guys, and field station guys, great stories from the field station guys. But what I'd love to hear is somebody that served at the Air Force, that served over at Tempelhof. Secret word. That's the secret word. Tempelhof. And someone who served on the other end of the rail line or the road from Berlin to the zone. That's right. Someone who served at Helmstedt, at the Helmstedt Support Detachment. But you know what? We did some crazy stuff on the weekends, and usually when we did crazy stuff, somebody got hurt. So I'd love to hear from somebody at Medac or 279 Hospital. Or again, anyone that wants to talk about their time in Berlin. It's real easy. Send me an email, dave@berlinbrigade.com, or you can go to the contact form on the contact page at berlinbrigade.com, fill out the form, and in the comments section, hey, Dave, I was stationed in Berlin. I want to be interviewed. And it's no big deal. We'll get together. I call you. That's right. That's all it takes. You don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to go anywhere. I call you right here, right from my PC. I will call you. And we'll sit down, and we'll chit-chat. We'll talk on the phone. And during that time, I'm recording our conversation. And there we go. That's the interview right there. That's all there is to it. So again, I'd love to hear from you. Doesn't matter when or where or how you served. I just want to hear from you, and let's share our stories. Let's share everybody's stories. So again, Dave at berlinbrigade.com, or fill out the contact form on the contact page. Wow. So this is a pretty quick episode. I do appreciate everybody's listening, everybody following on Twitter. Everybody Twitter, it's at Berlin Brigade. Everybody following on Facebook, facebook.com/Berlin Brigade. A lot of great stuff going on there. If you don't know, we have started the Snapchat page. Not Snapchat, Instagram. Snapchat's coming. But Instagram, the Instagram page is coming. I did it again. I do apologize. Snapchat is coming. Instagram is already here. And how you do that is you got to get the Instagram app. And that's on your phone. You can actually go online and get it, look at it. But it won't let you do posting. You're going to need it on your smartphone, either on your Android or Apple. It's called Instagram. And that is instagram.com/Berlin Brigade, all one word. There we are. Right now I've got 4 images up online. Posting on the weekends mostly. That's kind of still figuring out that strategy of how to post. But it's going to be a couple of little things, a couple of interesting things I've picked up here and there. Some images, some comments, some, you know, just anything. But again, I do invite you to follow us on Instagram, and the link will be on the show notes. So again, go to berlinbrigade.com/podcast/episode66. Other than that, thank you for visiting the website. I do appreciate you visiting the website. Of course, as always, I thank you for downloading the podcast. If you're on, if you're subscribed to us on iTunes, I do appreciate that. And if you're listening to the episode 66 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast on the website, I do thank you for stopping by. I do thank you for listening. And most of all, I do thank you for your time. It is very important to you, and I'm doing my best not to, take advantage of that. Because again, I don't like my time being taken advantage of, and I know you don't. So with that being said, I thank you for listening to episode 66 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, founder, owner, webmaster of BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, in 2 weeks, we'll talk to you real soon. Go Carolina. That's who I'm rooting for. And good luck if your team is Carolina. Way to go. And if your team is the other team, the Denver Broncos, well, good luck to you. It's going to be a great matchup either way. It's going to be a lot of fun. And good luck. Remember, secret word, Tempelhof. Remember that. So don't forget to follow up, do the secret word, and you could be the randomly selected prize winner of a brand new DVD copy of the Oscar nominated for Best Motion Picture of 2016, The Bridge of Spies, starring Tom Hanks. Well, listen, until next time, I thank you. Have a great evening. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. I'll talk to you real soon. I am out of here.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.